Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles. It is August the, I believe it's 25th, Thursday. And I want to ask you something. How do you think about punching? When you think about punching, what do you normally think of? Now, most people would probably say boxing. And I understand why. That makes a lot of sense. But I think that if you were to remove the sporting context or to remove the protective covering of the hands, I think that's the answer for those of us, those of you who know a lot about martial arts. Maybe boxing wouldn't be the first thing you thought of, and I'll tell you why. I want you to look at some of the truly, truly renowned punchers out there. I'm talking about not just Mike Tyson, not just Foreman, not Sonny Liston, not Ernie Shavers. I'm talking about Gerald McClellan. I'm talking about Terry Norris. I'm talking about people that are extremely powerful but don't get the limelight that they deserve because possibly they're not heavyweights. You look at Tommy Hearns. Look at Roberto Duran. Look at Marvin Hagler. Look at all these guys. Now, if you watch enough of their fights, at some point you'll notice, and this is not a knock against them, they are all-time greats and absolute legends, and I have nothing but respect for their accomplishments. If you notice that if some of the punches that they landed, even the punches to the body, if they landed that way without their boxing gloves on, they would do significant, possibly irreparable damage to their hands. I've talked about this before when I talk about why people are so intent on headhunting. I teach my students hard weapon to soft target. Soft weapon. I'm so sorry, I'm messing this whole thing up. Hard weapon to soft target. And basically that just means strike the body, right? Because if you go soft weapon to hard target, you're talking about palm strikes, and I don't really want to get into that right this moment. But if you're thinking about punching, I want you to think about how long some people would be able to sustain a fight if they use boxing punches only. And I know that most real fights don't last very long, but the fact of the matter is, boxing became a very different, a very refined activity in comparison to before because of the types of combinations that are now possible. Trust me, if you go back to the early boxing days when it was a bare knuckle affair, one of the reasons the matches went so long is because flurrying combinations were not practical, weren't smart. For those of you that have trained bare knuckle the way I do, it doesn't take a whole fist to put you down. And maybe the two knuckles that get between your guard that do it. Bone on bone is a very different reality. Bone on flesh, bare bone on flesh with a skilled puncher, or at least a really powerful one, can make all the difference. And if you start looking into things like back fists, ridge hands, knife hands, you start to see how those things make a lot more sense in self-defense, especially if you are talking about an opponent that is significantly larger, heavier, and stronger than you are. I never teach my female students to trade punches with a man because even in equal size, the man is likely going to be about 30% stronger. Don't get mad at me. Don't start calling me up about the exception to the rule. I'm talking about generally speaking, okay? So when you think about punching, what do you think about and where do you think about your targets usually? Because when I look at old school karateka that have been knife handing makiwada and boards and trees for decades, when I look at the old school karateka, for example, that have been in the horse stance punching a tree or a makiwada or any of these type of things for decades tens of thousands of reps per month, then I think people's opinion of what punching is really like would change. Because boxers have relatively soft hands in comparison to a decently, authentically trained martial artist. And I'm not saying that trying to give us extra cool points. I'm just saying that you take someone who's been properly punching a Makiwata for a year versus a boxer who's been doing the regular boxing thing for 2 years, I'm willing to bet that the wrist alignment and the strength of the hands and then the wrists and then the appropriate ligaments and tendons will be a lot stronger in the martial artist. So when you think about punching, tell me what it is you think of. What's your favorite combination? What's the thing that you love to do that is like your bread and butter? Let me know. Please check me out at thomasmartialarts.com. I'm on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, under Thomas Martial Arts. But until then, please be kind to yourselves and each other.